Hello and welcome to Children's Stories for Adults. This podcast is for over 18s only. Under 18s, don't listen. It's quite simple. Despite this warning, I know that you little scallies will still listen. So don't. This one is for adults only.
It's time to buckle up, bitches. It's story time.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful castle, and in the beautiful castle, there lived the most beautiful queen. Well, I say beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, really. The queen had a massive pimple on her chin and her teeth were absolutely rotten. Oral hygiene wasn't even a thing back then. Anyway, the king just made do. He could do better, but it wasn't worth the hassle. The queen wished to have a beautiful baby girl because she was shallow like that. The queen one night saw a shooting star and made her wish for a child with unrealistic beauty. Intelligence didn't get a look in. One day, the wish of the self-centered queen came true as she had an unrealistically beautiful baby girl with the intelligence of a plum called Snow White. The queen eventually got the shingles and died. The king, seeing an opportunity, jumped straight into bed with another woman. She became queen and was intent on cutting out the impossible aspirations set by the former queen and the little goody two-shoes, Snow White. Every day the queen looked into a magic mirror and asked, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most normal of all?" The mirror replies, "No one, your highness, you are the most normal of all." The queen was always very happy with the answer. The years went by fast and Snow White grew up to be a beautiful young girl. I think we have established that yes, beautiful, but a beauty that is unobtainable. One day the queen was in front of a magic mirror and asked the same question. This time the mirror answered, "I am sorry, but not you, dear queen. Snow White is the most normal of all." The queen was furious, smashing her head off the stone wall a few times until she saw little stars in her eyes. And whilst pulling the legs off a spider, she thought to send her huntsman to kill Snow White. But he was a little shitty ass, too overcome by Snow White's perfectly formed bosoms. He snitched on the queen and Snow White fled. Chicken shits. Both of them. In the woods, she broke in and entered a ghastly little hut. It was messy inside, and since Snow White had never lifted a finger in her life, she fucked off the cleaning. Instead, she picked what looked to be the cleanest of seven beds, curled into a ball, and fell asleep, as one does after your stepmother queen tries to kill you. The seven dwarves came home from work, and they saw her in one of the beds. Grumpy shouted at her to get the fuck out of his bed. It is said he called her a stupid bitch. Snow White tried to explain what had happened, and none of the dwarves were having it. They booted her out and told her, under no certain terms, that if she was to return, they would cave her head in and save the queen her job. Sneezy sent the queen a WhatsApp and snitched Snow White right up. Upon receiving this news, the queen was livid. First, she slit the throat of the huntsman and bathed in his yellow-bellied blood. Secondly, the queen disguised herself as Snow White. Snow White, being as thick as pig shit, didn't even recognise herself. Attracted to the impossible beauty that stood before her, she took the poisoned Oreo cookie without question and ate it in one. Her greed knows no bounds. Snow White didn't even split the Oreo in two, which only went to further the Queen's resolve on ridding the world of this hypocrisy. Snow White fell to the floor and began squirming in unimaginable pain that was surging throughout her whole body. A huge pimple appeared on her chin, just like the one her mother had. Then her teeth started to rot away, again, just like her mother's had. Eventually, Snow White's entire body became covered in a gnarly red rash, and her body finally became still. The Queen enjoyed the entire show and left Snow White to rot. Shortly after the Queen had left for the castle, the seven dwarfs find Snow White's body. Doc, being Doc, got his dick out and pissed on her feet. One day, a cunning rabid fox came to pass her body, and whilst licking her feet, the fox bit her big toe clean off. Snow White woke up and lived the rest of her life holed up in a cave, but ugly and with a limp, cursing her mother for every minute of existence she had to endure. The bitch.
Thank you for listening to this story today on Children's Stories for Adults. If you would like to hear more of these kind of stories, then please follow our podcast. And although you are not obligated to, if you would like to, you could share this podcast on your own social media with people that you think might also enjoy these stories. Again, thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.